Well, I don't want to say it's a triumphant return of the Tuesday Book Club, but it has been a little while since we had a more regular Tuesday Book Club after last week's Halloween special. Andrew Popple, of course, is the master of the written word here at 2SER, thanks to his show Final Draft. It is so nice to actually see you again. How are you?
It's good to see you too, Nick. Master of the written word, minor in cheesy sound effects.
I loved it last week. I thought that was absolutely wonderful.
Look, it was so much fun to make, and it was a fun book. I feel like it did the theme justice, and as I mentioned, that was a book that is going to become a series. I mean, I feel like we all know how it works now, especially with Netflix. We need to get behind books if we want to see more of them made. The author wants to feel the love. So go out and check out She Be Damned. It's I think it'll be a really interesting series to see explored, because that female protagonist in the Victorian era, where we're so used to the quirky male sleuths.
I think it's very important. I want to see more of it as well, and read more of it, more importantly.
And on that theme, I've got a new series you can dive into. Nick, I'm just bringing you series.
You know it kills me because I have to run the series when you do. Mm,
and you can invest. You can invest in this one. Nevermore, a debut novel from Australian author Jessica Townsend. Huh. It's made quite a splash in the short time since its publication. So Nevermore is the story of Morrigan Crow. She's about to turn 11. Her dad's a politician in the Republic where she lives, and everyone vacillates between hating and fearing her because she was born on the first day of the current era, making her a cursed child and the scapegoat for all the ills in the world.
How wonderful.
And this isn't just like, who broke the vase type of ills. It's just like, massive freak storm and flooding, like, ooh, must be Morrigan.
Wow.
Yeah, powerful mojo. Fortunately for everyone, though, not so much for Morrigan. She's also fated to die around her 11th birthday, so no more curse.
Sure.
Luckily, Morrigan is rescued by a mysterious benefactor, spirited off to the hidden world of Nevermore, and enrolled in a series of challenges to become a member of the famed Wondrous Society.
I love it already.
Mm. So the really interesting thing about Nevermore is that despite its fantastical conceit and liberal use of magical concepts, including a lurking villain who's thousands of years old and corrupted by magic, the real trials of Morrigan Crow, they centre around her personal anxiety, her sense of worth, both as a result of her upbringing and also the pressure that she's got to grow up to become someone.
Okay.
Mm. So Morrigan faces a slew of actual trials, and if I haven't introduced this book properly, it's called Nevermore, The Trials of Morrigan Crow. So she faces a slew of actual trials involving magic and monsters, including riding a giant cat whilst trying to catch an exploding egg. Nick, you're going to love this. The giant cat isn't just like, oh, hey, how am I going to get to work? Trains are out. I'll ride a giant cat. The giant cat is her friend, lives in the magical hotel where she hangs out in Nevermore, and is actually kind of like a protector. It's very grumpy because cat.
Yep.
And talks to her. Yeah. But the action around her personal growth is equally compelling. I'm really going to have to sell this now. I made that sound pretty compelling.
It's so compelling.
It's this interesting exploration of what growing up can be like. She makes new friends in Nevermore and meets a fair few dickish people who just seem to be awful for the fun of it. Her family are incongruous and they're obscured to her, you know, being a kid. Oh, my family, I don't get them. But that's partly because, she's blind to their feelings too. So there's much of this where you go in with an impression only to have it sort of tilted slightly. And she has this father figure who, in his rush to protect and calm her, like, this guy's a hero, he actually makes things a lot worse, makes her more anxious by just constantly telling her, don't worry about it. It's all going to be fine. Nor is Morrigan perfect or even really trying to get there. She's really judgy of most people, lets this get in the way far too often. And before you dismiss any of this as just kids stuff, she's 11. Adults, remember, they're pretty awful too.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is a good chance to reflect.
Hmm.
Nevermore does a solid job of world building. I know as a reader of fantasy and the like, world building is so important.
It's essential.
Mm. But I also see this as an area with huge scope for growth in the series. It was interesting for me to think back on my first experiences of beloved fantasy worlds. So think the turgid streets of Ankh-Morpork, or the surrealist phantasmagoria of Echo in Max Frey's The Stranger, if you've come across
it. I have not, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, I would check out The Stranger. But wait, the first time you enter these worlds, do they feel complete as we begin? Or is it only through the experience that we populate them with our own selves? We find places that we like, find places that we can identify with. And that was, I confronted myself with that every time I thought, I need more. Is that only because all the worlds that I've loved, I've built into them over several books? So I'm giving myself that time here. Townsend does this really solid job of creating cozy, familiar spaces for Morrigan and balancing them with the sights of looming danger. And let's face it, you got magic, you want to see it being used. Architecture is particularly a thing here. Grand buildings are the scenes of some of the book's most memorable moments. The physics of it, Nevermore, is another area that I'm interested in and seeing it grow. The central conceit is wonder, which is like this spiritual energy that fuels the world. And it's fleshed out over the course of the book, but still feels slightly amorphous by the end. It's probably as it should be. Just like, you know, Harry was never going to summon a Patronus on these first day of Hogwarts, I really feel like we're going to have to wait and see more about what this physics side of it, the wonder that fuels the world, is going to do.
Okay.
The supporting cast, again, this is all the stuff that you want in a good fantasy novel. There's Morrigan, she's got her Scooby gang, there's a devilish villain, a far too human to be anything other than a hindrance family, as well as an annoying but probably not villainous supporting crew. They'll obviously expand in future stories. I'd be willing to bet that there's a few turnarounds in the works because, you know, thanks to Wolverine and Snape, moral ambiguity is so cool right now.
Very important.
Look, that's Nevermore, Nick. It's Aussie YA fantasy with a complex female protagonist that, if you hurry out and enjoy now, will force you to suffer till next year when Chapter 2 finally comes out.
It also means if you go out and read it now, you can be the person being insufferable by telling everyone to read it ahead of the curve.
And just think, I mean, God, we've got to go back 20-odd years now where people are just like, yeah, but I was just totally reading Harry Potter, like, at the beginning.
Yeah, totally. It sounds like it's for kids, but it's not. Adults love it too.
Totally not. Adults love it, yeah. It's also, you'll love this, Nick. It's our hero, Jupiter North, Morrigan's father figure, has a beautiful red beard.
Amazing.
Go for the red in the beard.
Go for the ginger beards.
The ginger beards. Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Now, if people want to hear more book talk, where do they go?
All the book talk. Final draft. Got a big run up to the end of the year. I know it's hard to believe 2017's coming to end, but so many books that I want to cover before then. And obviously, you know, you might be starting to think, well, who would I buy Nevermore for Christmas? And, you know, find some books for those loved ones.
Because a book is always the most appropriate present.
I can't even remember. Did I say Saturday at 10 a.m.?
You did not.
Saturday at 10 a.m. is Final Draft, the show where I talk about the books.
Or you can catch up on old episodes on 2SER.com. Mm. What do we want to talk about next week?
Okay, so I'm going to run with the series theme, but rather than tease you with a beginning, this is one we talked about. It must have been last year, maybe back in our Sunday book club days.
Wow.
If you remember Mark Smith's The Road to Winter, it was Australian post-apocalyptic fantasy. Yeah, young boy, last man standing.
Whoa. Is book two out?
Book two's out.
Yes.
Wilder Country.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I still remember that. It was an amazing book.
So we're going to find out what's going on in post-apocalyptic Australia.
All right, well, I want to know about it, so I'll be tuning in next week. I don't have an option, but everyone else should as well. Andrew Pubble, thank you very much.
See you then, Nick.
See you then.